Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the BCL Industries Limited Q4 FY24 earnings conference call hosted by InCred Equities. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on a touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Nitin Awasthi from InCred Equities. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Muskan. We thank the management of BCL Industries for giving us this opportunity to host their call today. From the management, we have today Mr. Rajendra Mittal, the Managing Director, on behalf and instead of Mr. Kushal Mittal, along with their IR represented by Priya Sen of Go India Advisors. I will now hand over the floor to Rajendra Ji for his opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Nitin. Good afternoon, everyone. A warm welcome to the Q4 and financial year 2024 earnings call of BCL Industries Limited. The financial results and the investor presentation have been uploaded to the exchange, and I hope you have the opportunity to review it. Before proceeding, it's important to note that all numbers discussed in the investor presentation and in my commentary are on a consolidated basis. This includes the contribution from Swachha Distillery, where BCL holds 75% stake. FY24 has been a significant year this year, and we have established ourselves as one of the largest grain-based distilleries in India post the successful commissioning of our 100 KLPD ethanol plant at Swachha Distillery Limited. This development marks the completion of the second phase of the plant development, and the total capacity at Swachha now stands at an impressive 300 KLPD. This achievement highlights our commitment to growth and operational efficiency, and I am delighted to report that our overall distillery capacity has now reached 700 KLPD, as previously guided. The company has been solely depending on utilizing maize or ENA ethanol production. This quarter, owing to price inflation in both maize and broken rice, there has been a dip in the margins. That said, we expect the margin to improve going forward as maize crop has arrived in Bihar and bumper crop are forecasted in Uttar Pradesh and Punjab as well. The price has been stabilized, and we may expect a cool down in the raw material prices going forward. Last quarter, we announced our entry into the biodiesel segment. India has set a mandate for 500 biodiesel blends by 2030, yet currently stands at less than 1%. We see a significant supply gap that BCL is ready to address. In line with this strategy, our plan to set up a biodiesel plant in Bathinda is on schedule. We have obtained all necessary clearances to establish a 75 KLPD biodiesel plant. We'll be using technical maize oil derived from our own product, that is, the DDGS derived from our distillery, as primary raw material. All orders have been finalized, and civil work will commence in the first week of June. The company is targeting the commissioning of a biodiesel plant within the next 12 months. Once the biodiesel plant is operational, it will support full vertical integration and enhance the value addition in manufacturing ethanol from maize. As India's biofuel demand is anticipated to triple, BCL is positioned for substantial growth. Through strategic initiative and government support, the company is expanding in ethanol and biodiesel market. To meet increasing demand, BCL is working towards raising its capacity to 850 KLPD in the next 2 years, increasing its supply of bottled country liquor to meet the strong demand for its brand in Punjab. This fiscal year, BCL has sold over 12 lakh boxes of PML, country liquor, more than double compared to the last year's sales. We expect this momentum to continue in the future as well. Despite global volatility in edible oil market, BCL has maintained a steady performance in this segment. The company consistent result in the edible oils for the quarter are attributed to its vigilant monitoring of international market trends and conservative approach in the sector, aimed at mitigating potential losses due to the global fluctuations. Going forward, we are confident that as we expand our capacity and products offering, the company anticipated achieving full capacity utilization of the installed 700 KLPD distillery by 2024-25 or the current financial year, which is expected to generate revenue exceeding 1,750 crores solely from the distillery operation. Currently, the company plans to gradually exit the edible oil business during the financial year 24-25. Additionally, the company is awaiting approval for a 150 KLPD ethanol expansion at Bathinda and intends to commence work promptly from receiving the necessary clearance. Let me now give you an overview of the financial and operational performances during the financial year 24. During the financial 24, the company witnessed strong performance across the board. Total revenue reached 2,209 crores, making a 21% year-on-year increase. EBITDA for the period reached to rupees 199 crores, representing a growth of 53% year-on-year. Net profit for the financial year reached 92.83 crores, with a growth of about 47%. PAT margin reached 4.4%, vice versa 3.5% last year. In financial year 24, the distillery segment experienced remarkable growth in the ethanol production. We produced 1,29,949 KL ethanol during the financial year 24 and the revenue touching 853 crores. EBITDA from the distillery segment reached rupees 178 crores, up by 85% for the financial year 23. In fourth quarter of the financial year 24, revenue amounted to rupees 614 crores, up 34% year-on-year basis, with an EBITDA of rupees 52 crores and EBITDA margin of 8.5%. Net profit for the quarter stood at 24 crores, with a PAT margin of 3.9%. Revenue from ENA segment grew by 33% to 57 crores, while revenue from the ethanol was rupees 278 crores, up by 136%. We are committed to maintain a strong balance sheet by managing our debt wisely. Additionally, we are dedicated to ensuring the highest standard of governance and disclosure. Our aim is to provide industry standard returns and create value for our stakeholders. That concludes my update. You can now open the floor for question answers. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking the question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for the moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Agastya Dave from CAO Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes.
Thank you very much for the opportunity. Sir, do teen cheeze aapse samajhni thi. Ek to you mentioned that you are expecting a bumper crop for maize. So, can you give a timeline as to when our plants will start receiving the new maize stock?
Very good question. I think with the farmers getting very remunerative price, I think this is the only commodity without the support of the government is fetching the MSP price for the farmers. And with this, there has been a bumper crop in Bihar also. We have already started receiving the crop in both the plants. And I think we should be better placed in the current quarter. And in UP also there has been a sowing of about increase in the sowing about 25%, and same is the question position with the Punjab. So this crop is almost round the year. With the finishing of Bihar crop, the UP crop starts coming with the diminishing of stock at UP, the Punjab crop starts coming, and with the diminishing, then Madhya Pradesh, then Rajasthan. So round the year, maize is available. So the price and the the supply are governed by the production. So we are hopeful that the prices have already cooled down from the peak level, and they are within the MSP. However, we have to adhere to the MSP so that the farmers get the better price, and there is no shortfall of the raw material for the ethanol supply.
Sir, a follow-up then, if the availability is going to be all year round, at MSP, what kind of EBITDA margins can you generate?
I think there will be improvement in the EBITDA margins. I cannot comment upon the right that what would be the percentage part of it. But there will be definitely improvement, because the last year, ek bada isme tha that the government ne differential jo rate maize ka aur iska broker rice ka kar diya tha. That was a sudden shock, and the rice supplies from SPI source was stopped. So we were hovering around the kaun se raw material pe base kiya jaye. However, we had the benefit, our plant jo hai, they were designed in such a way, owing to the promoter's experience, that we were able to process the each and every kind of raw material. So we shifted it from maize. क्योंकि मेज एक ऐसी क्रॉप थी, लॉन्ग लास्टिंग है. बेसिकली राइस इज नॉट इवन ए वेरी गुड प्रपोजिशन फॉर द एथेनॉल प्लांट. फर्स्ट वी कंज्यूम लॉट ऑफ वाटर एंड देन वेर कन्वर्ट दैट वाटर इनटू फ्यूल. सो दैट वाज नॉट ए सेंसिबल आइडिया. एंड गवर्नमेंट रियलाइजिंग दैट देर इज सम यू कैन से सम गैप बिटवीन द पॉलिसी एंड द एग्जीक्यूशन एंड द एनवायरमेंटल एंगल. सो दे फिल्ड अप दैट गैप suddenly, and we were not expecting. Everybody was taken at a shock. Suddenly the supplies were stopped, maize supplies were not sufficient, there was a cooperation from the government side. So farmers ko bhi itna time nahi mila, lekin ab jaise jaise farmers ko samajh aa rahi hai, so there has been substantially increase in the sowing pattern of the maize. Usse sabhi benefit honge, and there will be quite substantial improvement in the working of the company. And ek baat aur bhi hai, that our full 700 KLPD production is already commissioned, and we are utilizing this 100% capacity for the last about 15 days. Jo Bathinda ka 400 KLPD we were utilizing, 200 we were, jo ye bhi 100 KLPD add ho gaya about a month back from Swachha, that will also type of the working of the company.
Great, sir. One last question, sir. For the next 2 years, FY25 and 26, can you guide us towards first the ethanol plus ENA volume numbers? And second, you have mentioned that next 12 months may your bioethanol facility will be up and running. So net of what you will be using in that facility, what would be the total sellable volume for ENA plus ethanol plus bioethanol?
Yes. So basically now ENA and ethanol, we have got a dual licensing. So we operate our units on the basis of demand and supply. So right, we have got that kind of a flexibility. We can do 700 KLPD ethanol, and we can do 400 KLPD of ENA. There is no limit for ethanol manufacturing. There is a limit for manufacturing as per our licensing.
That's why I asked for the combined numbers, sir. ENA plus ethanol as
ethanol
one number.
We will be utilizing our full capacity. So 700 into 330, so that will be our total number. So 700 into 330, it will be around about 23 crores liters of ethanol and ENA both. So I can't spell out that what will be the contribution of ENA or ethanol, but certainly I can comment about 70% will be ethanol and 30% could be ENA.
Okay, and so bioethanol, sir?
Bioethanol, this biodiesel. Bioethanol is biodiesel.
Biodiesel.
Bioethanol. Ethanol is the spread base, And this biodiesel is the, you can say, vegetable oil base. So there are two different aspects. And the processing is also quite different from that. So what we have done is that since we have we are operating on both the plants on maize, so there is a, in maize, we have a, some technical oil which can be extracted from that. So which we are already doing it. So now the technical oil will be converted into biodiesel. For that we don't require any kind of raw material. The raw material for the extraction plant is will be the DDGS, and the oil with the fats which will be derived from the DDGS will be converted into biodiesel. So we don't have to buy anything, any raw material as regards the, so it will be only processing charges, and that will be a huge potentially. I think as per our estimates, will you can say shield the company from coming competition, and you can say it will be a backward integration or forward integration.
So can you quantify it?
Quantify, I can't, I don't have the figures as of now ready with me.
Okay, but thank you very much.
I can say 83 rupees liter per liter is the base price for the supply of biodiesel. And if I take it 75 into 330 working days, so it will be around about 2 crore liters per annum starting from the next financial year.
Starting from FY26, then.
25-26. Because as I mentioned, that will be taking about 11 to 12 months to complete the project. The, we have ordered the machines have been already ordered, and the civil work has already commenced, and all the requisite approvals are with us. So we don't foresee any delay in the project. We should be as per the schedule of 12 months, that is the maybe the first week of the next financial year.
Thank you very much, sir. Thank you very much. All the best, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that management is able to address questions from all the participants in the conference, please limit your question to 2 questions per participant. Should you have a follow-up question, we request you to rejoin the queue. The next question is from the line of Bala Murali Krishna from Oman Investment Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hi, good evening, Rajendraji. It's good to see you on the call. So first question is regarding this Swachha 100 KLPD. I think that numbers are not included in this Q4 results, right?
Yes, yes. Because we started our plant on somewhere mid in April. So the stabilization has come this last week only. So the first 15 days were on trial, and the now we are achieving 100% capacity of 100 KLPD from about a week back.
Okay, sir. So from 100 KLPD, we can expect 250 crores of incremental revenue in this year.
Definitely, 200 to about 270 or 80 crores will be the incremental revenue from this 100 KLPD.
Sure, sir. So and regarding this maize procurement, sir, I think government is planning to form a corporation that will procure from farmers and supply to the ethanol producers. So any update on that, when we can get that, and if it is realized, then whether it will be beneficial for us, so we can get maize at a lower price, or there won't be much effect on our business, sir.
No, no, you can still, let me explain the things. The NAFED has been given the task for procuring this maize on account on behalf of this distillery. But you see that our company, we are born and brought up in grain only. So we don't require that kind of a support from NAFED or other else. So the new incumbent, which are not familiar, may have some benefit, because if we procure the raw material or maize through NAFED, it is a costly affair, because NAFED will procure at MSP, take it to their go down, all the spendings will be done, whereas we have links in around the you can say in all the states where the maize is being produced and transportable to both the plants. So we have got good links, so we don't have to put an extra money or extra expenditure on that. So the direct procurement is always be cheaper as compared to the maize being procured through NAFED or any other agency.
Understood, sir. That's great. And regarding this, the price increment, actually in last call, we were speaking to Mr. Kushal. We expected that there will be some good jump in the margins because of the pricing improvement, the 71.86 rupees, which is almost 9% incremental for the previous year revision. So there is a price improvement of 9% and we have this Padishtra boiler. So we are also expecting some savings from that. That's also in this quarter. But surprisingly, we could not able to get that. So that much of 10% hike in the raw material was there to mitigate this one, sir? Or is there anything else we are missing?
No, as I explained earlier, and you will see that the EBITDA margins as compared to any other ethanol plant are still in a better position. And that is because of this rice straw boiler. And our, you can say, the grain buying policy or the grain buying experience we have. As I've already explained, that this policy of, you can say, giving a maize preference as compared to the damaged food grains was floated and it just came to a surprise to everybody. The stoppage of FCI rice, then the differential between the damaged food grains and the maize. So everybody, you can say the market starting holding maize and you can say giving that they will have to buy. So that gave a temporary jump to the prices or the availability of the raw material, which has now stabilized. So as I mentioned, those last quarter was affected with that, but now the things are stabilized and all the raw material have been tied up. We expect better results in the current financial year or current quarter as compared to the last quarter.
Okay, sir. And lastly, on the capex side, sir, so this year we can expect this 270 crores of incremental revenue. And for the FY26, so from the biodiesel plant, we are expecting approximately 200 crores from the 75 KLPD. And 150 KLPD on Bathinda expansion, when it will get realized, and I think we can expect around 350 crores from that also. And when it can be realized, that can you could come?
So we are expecting this environmental clearance and other statutory clearance very soon. And as soon as they are, we have those kind of permissions, there will be, we'll be taking a very minimum time in putting that 150 KLPD because land and other utilities are already available in the company. Technical is no problem. And fund tying up funds is also not a problem. So we hope that we could take both the projects, the biodiesel and 150 KLPD, commissioned in the next financial year, that's 25-26.
Okay. And lastly, I think we have some greenfield expansion plans in the Madhya Pradesh and somewhere else after these capacity additions, 150 KLPD. So any update on that, sir?
Yes, we are thinking, but we don't have any concrete plan. But we are just going for a survey to make our presence in Madhya Pradesh because in Madhya Pradesh we have got a lot of raw material and it's the heart of the country and from where the transportation, the logistic costs will come down. So that is still under the thinking. That's still not anything concrete on the file. That's just, you can say, we are surveying the project.
That's all, my sir. Thanks a lot and good to see you in the call, sir.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, please limit your question to 2 questions per participant. Should you have a follow-up question, we request you to rejoin the queue. The next question is from the line of Dipesh Sancheet from Manya Finance. Please go ahead.
Hello, Rajendraji. It's great to see you on the call.
Thank you.
Yeah. I had a couple of questions. What is the average price of maize for this quarter?
This quarter, I think the landed cost would be around about, 23,000 rupees per metric ton for both the units.
Okay.
As compared to, last quarter, it should be around, I don't really have the exact figure, but as per my estimate, it would be around about 24,200 rupees. So there's a reduction of about 1 rupees, 1 rupees kilo ki reduction hai is quarter ke andar. So right. Definitely this will help us to perform better.
Achha. And do you think post-elections the restrictions on damaged crops will be going so that, once it gets lifted, so we might shift to even FCI crop later or we will stick to maize?
No, actually, dekhe, basically kya hai, you have to understand the policy. Government ki jo policy hai and government endeavor giving a differential price to the maize, that to buy about 7 rupees a liter, which is a quite high as near to 10-11%. So we'll be shifting, we have decided that we'll be on maize throughout the year. And maize is not a problem for the procurement. Usi ke wajah se aage humara forward integration hai, so that to reduce the cost of raw material, we are going for the oil extraction, fat extraction from the DDS and converting that into biodiesel. So humara to lagbhag maize bhi rahega sara. Aur in Punjab especially, the Punjab government is supporting this cultivation of maize due to the water scarcity, due to the power scarcity and so many other factors, that the water level going down and crop diversification program. So sara ka sara focus harek state government ka hi hai, where this groundwater is being extracted, so that from that this cropping pattern changes to the cultivation of maize. So I think in long run we'll be more benefited by this policy change in the policy for stoppage of the use of the groundwater for the cultivation of this paddy and rice. So that's too much of supply. I think we will stick on maize only.
Yeah, since you're a market veteran, I actually wanted to ask you that if you can elaborate how the company would adapt to government policies if they were to change, if there was a government change, or how will the company mitigate the risk?
So that is the reason. You can say that we basically, the government change of policy, this is an irreversible policy as regards the using of or blending of ethanol in the petrol or biodiesel, because we have to reduce the carbon emissions in the coming years. We have to increase the farmers' income. So now policy change could be that there could be a free pricing. Maybe 2 years or 3 years when the government is satisfied that we have got ample supply. So for that we are going for this forward and backward integration. There is a reason. So in that question, our raw material cost will come down if we are able to extract the oil from the maize and then convert that into the biodiesel. So nobody is thinking about that. So we have started executing that plan. So that is kind of thing. The second is that our power and this, you can say, steam requirement, process steam requirement, we have converted that from the rice straw, which is available in abundance in a cheap fuel. So fuel cost, we are targeting the raw material cost. We have want to reduce the raw material cost, put lesser burden on the ethanol, divert some profits to the our extraction unit and then biodiesel unit. So all this, it will be integrated complex of its kind in India. So that is the reason that we are trying to enhance our capacity so that the the manpower cost, our per liter comes down, our finance cost per liter comes down. So all these things we are taking steps, and I think we'll be able to manage any price fluctuation or any change in the policy in a much better way.
Great. And even the biodiesel will also be from maize only?
Yes. So we don't have to buy any raw material.
Wow.
So that will be, this will be the, you can say, the DDGS which we drive after extracting of the ethanol from maize, whatever the residue, that is going to the poultry and cattle feed. So poultry and cattle feed industry does not require the fat contents. So they only want the protein. If we extract the vegetable fat from that DDGS, the pro rata protein will go up. So we'll be able to fetch even the better price of the DDGS. And this vegetable oil, or you can say the maize oil, will be available with the company by spending just the processing cost. And converting that into biodiesel will be further value addition.
Great. Great. And this biodiesel will be in Punjab itself?
No, it will be in this Punjab unit itself. And after this successful commissioning, we propose to put that unit in Kharagpur also.
Okay. Okay. That makes sense, because the same raw material can be flown in for the biodiesel also.
Yes.
And
The finished product of the distillery will be the raw material for the extraction plant, and the finished product of that is the vegetable oil will be the raw material for the ethanol plant.
Right. We have already completed all the purchases of paddy straw.
Yes, the paddy straw is already the fully stocked with us. So that's about 15-20 days. So we don't have a much of time. But we have got the entire full year fuel with us at a much, much cheaper price. So that will be, you can say, taking care of our enhanced fuel cost or you can say the other parts.
Right. And post-elections, how do we expect the demand for country liquor going? Because generally elections are the demand goes up. But post-elections, do you think it will remain?
No, it's not like that. Round the year, country liquor. I think that the last time we had 12 lakh cases, 1.2 million cases. So, the next target is to achieve 2 million cases. So, which we'll achieve very comfortably. Because of this country liquor brands are now well established and we have got a great demand. And even we are enhancing our capacity of the bottled concept plan.
Right. So right now, what is the damaged grain prices going on right now?
Damaged food grain are hovering around about 25 to 26 rupees a kg in Punjab and as well as in West Bengal. And whereas the landed cost of this maize is around about 23 rupees a kg. So there is about 3 rupees per kg difference between both the raw materials.
This quarter, how much ENA did we make in terms of percentage? How much percent was ENA? How much percent was ethanol?
I think ENA हमने उसकी बार बहुत कम बनाया है. I don't have the exact figures, but हमारी capacity utilization पूरी है 400 KL के हिसाब से और 300 KL के हिसाब से. But I think ENA की मिर्चल की बार कुछ कम हुई है हमारी, क्योंकि basically differential जो price आ गया ethanol का इसका, so that is you can say. We are not able to, supply them at a cheaper rate. Because damaged food grain ka jo price is most of the plants manufacturing ENA are operating on damaged food grain. So they don't have the ethanol plants. So damaged food grain pe karke, damaged food grain ka jo ethanol ka rate hai, wo 7 rupaye liter kam hai. So hume wo nahi mil pa raha. So that's the reason that we have augmented our plant in such a way that even we can produce 700 KLPD of ethanol alone. तो अभी ईएनए का इस साल जो है वो टारगेट भी कम है और लिया भी कम ही होगा हमने, क्योंकि बेसिकली हमारा 7 रुपए लीटर ही ऊपर बिक रहा है, ऊंचा बिक रहा है ओएमसी को. तो वाई विल ट्राई टू प्रोड्यूस ईएनए, दो वी आर प्रोड्यूसिंग फॉर दैट टू रिटेन अवर कस्टमर्स.
सो वी कैन टेक दैट अपॉर्चुनिटी व्हेनेवर वी वांट.
यस सर, दैट इज ऑलवेज देयर. विद इन 12 आवर्स वी कैन शिफ्ट अवर प्रोडक्शन फ्रॉम एथेनॉल टू ईएनए.
ग्रेट ग्रेट. And just last question was regarding...
Sir, I just request you to rejoin the queue, please.
Sure, I'll rejoin the queue. Thank you, Rajendra ji. Thank you so much.
Thank you, thank you.
All the very best. Yeah.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Gunit Singh from Counter Cyclical PMS. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. In the presentation, you have mentioned that you will do 1750 year of revenue this year from the business segment. So, what kind of EBITDA margins are we looking at in FY25 conservatively for this segment?
Basically, it's a very difficult question to, because it's an agro-based commodity and there are so many, you can say, question marks. I think as per our estimate or as our, which we are proposed, there should be a substantial increase improvement in the EBITDA margins in the current financial year with the price of maize stabilizing and with the, you can say, commissioning of the entire 700 KLPD capacity and plus the benefits to be derived from this this rice straw power plant. So I think coupled with all these things and plus the interest subvention scheme at both the plants, so we should have a decent increase in the margins as compared to the this last financial year.
All right, so in terms of business segments like edible and all your segments, what kind of revenue and bottom line guidance are we looking at in FY25 and overall on the consolidated basis for the company?
No, no, as I mentioned in my, you can say, address, that that 1750 crores will be the revenue derived from this ethanol and the ENA business from both the plants. And we are slowly taking back our exposure from the vegetable oil segment as we have got number of things that debar us from continuing with this sector for a very long time because we have got a very small basket and the big players have a very big basket of so many, you can say, items. They are producing masalas, rice, atta, and so many things. So we don't find a good future in this product. Moreover, this is a very sensitive commodity and government has almost zeroed the duty on this vegetable oil. So mostly our revenue will be and concentration would be on this ethanol and ENA and biodiesel.
All right. So going forward, I mean, are we planning to sell those units or are we just planning to shut down all the non-ethanol business? I mean, I want to understand in terms of how it would expect the profit and loss state, the balance sheet.
Let me explain you that our this vegetable oil complex is in the heart of the city. So as per the present master plan, the government of Punjab allows us to operate the red category industry up to 31st March 25 only. And there could be some extension also. So we don't want to avail that extension. So simply will be some part of this, you can say, machines are common as regards the manufacturing of biodiesel plant. So we will be shifting the some part of the machinery for the manufacturing of biodiesel and oil extraction and rest will be scrapping out or selling it and will monetize the land parcel, which is a quite expensive, you can say, piece of land. So we'll monetize that and put the funds in the company.
All right, sir. According to the current market prices, what would be the
estimate?
Yeah, this is my last. According to the current market price, what would be the estimated price of the land parcel?
Land parcel, basically, we will be, you can say, we plan to shut down our unit by, say, end of this financial year in 25. So, I know, I'm not, you can say, very sure what kind of, it's very difficult to say that what amount will be fed. But I think depends upon the circumstances of the real estate by next year and how the new government moves about the housing policy. All these things depend. But it is a very, prime location parcel with the company. So we'll see that how much, but no estimates as of now.
All right, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Imran from Longbow India Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, thanks. Sir, my first question is on maize prices. You mentioned last quarter it was about 23 rupees on an average. This quarter that we are
looking at, this quarter is 23 and last quarter it was around 24.20.
Okay, so this quarter is only 23, right? And sir, the other question that I have is on the DDGS prices. How has the DDGS prices, behaving now in the last quarter? Is it higher than the...
There has been a substantial reduction in the DDGS prices also. So, but that's just 30% part of the, 70% is the ethanol and CO2 and the loss in the moisture. So 30% reduction mein kuch hota hai, toh that raw material pe bahut thoda impact dalta hai. So that's not substantial. But we are, you can say, having a good DDGS market for our products, going to, you can have a long customer base with us, because we are operating for the last 1.5 years on the maize only. So that is helping us to get the better price from our old customers.
Right. And has there been any power and fuel cost increase in Suvaksha Distillery compared to last quarter?
Sorry, can you repeat your question?
So what I was saying, sir, is has there been any price increases in the power and fuel cost in Suvaksha Distillery last quarter compared to Q3?
Power and fuel, I don't think there could be a substantial increase. I think hoga to marginally hoga. I've not studied that segment-wise, that what will be the power and fuel bill. Maybe some extra expenditure might have been done while trialing this, putting this 100 KLPD plant on trial. So, but I can't comment upon, because I don't have the that kind of figures with me. But I don't think there has been substantial jump in the as compared to the last quarter.
Right. And sir, just one last question on the ENA realization. I think last quarter your realizations are as high as 69.5 rupees compared to 65-66. So I was wondering why there has been a sudden jump of 4.5 rupees here. Have you targeted some other geographies like Rajasthan for ENA sale, or why? Just curious to know.
So actually we were lucky to be opted for a tender when the market was at peak, all the raw materials was at the peak. So we got the tender for the supply of ENA to the Rajasthan government. So that will continue up to June. So we had a very better price in that product. So that's why the ENA price has gone up. Though the ENA price in West Bengal, we didn't fetch much of the price. So the price rise was only on account of a successful bidding in the tender for the Rajasthan up to June.
Thank you. I'll join back with you. Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Narendra from Robo Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good evening. Thanks for the opportunity. Am I audible?
Yes, sure.
So my first question is just an accounting one. So in your PPT, we can see that your distillery segment revenue is around 330-340 odd crores for the quarter. And in the financial results, I can see if I combine your distillery plus Suvaksha revenue, so it's around 400 odd crores. So what's the difference, if you could tell me?
No, I can't understand. You said this quarter ka kind of thing. Let me ask. So this quarter structure was about 143 crores, and that for BCL it was 256, because there the 200 KLPD capacity was in operation, and here we had some you can say from July we from this quarter 400 KLPD were there, so that's why this is a double, almost double.
Right, I understand, sir. So I am saying ki wo result agar hum dekhte hai, to we can see 400 crores ka revenue from your distillery segment.
Definitely. 400 crore ka.
Right, so wo agar hum dekhe to presentation mein distillery hub, they are showing around 330-350 odd crores. So wo difference 50 crores ka kahan se aa raha hai?
Dekho, kaise? Difference to kuch nahi hona chahiye. डिफरेंस तो नहीं होना चाहिए. 256 का डिस्ट्री सेगमेंट से बीसीएल में है, बठिंडा यूनिट से यार 143, वो माइट भी वो ऐसा होगा ना, 75% लिया ना हमने इसका, माइट बी दैट डिफरेंस. दिस 143.68 इज द 100% एंड फॉर दैट वी हैव टेकन 75%, माइट बी वो डिफरेंस वो होगा.
ओके, अंडरस्टूड.
क्योंकि बीसीएल ओन्स 75% इक्विटी इन स्वच्छा, सो वो रेवेन्यू उन्होंने 75% पकड़ा होगा.
ओके, अंडरस्टूड. ठीक है, नो प्रॉब्लम. सो अगर हम देखते हैं तो वी कैन सी 350-400 करोड़ का रेवेन्यू है हमारा फिलहाल पर क्वार्टर. without taking the 100 KLPD. So agar hum 1750 are projecting in FY25, so
yeah.
Are we being conservative? See what's happening there.
No, we are not conservative. देखिए basically इतना ही आएगा. देखिए full आपका 400 करोड़ आ रहा है. तो उसमें 100 का ही बढ़ेगा, 250 करोड़ ही बढ़ेगा लगेगा और दोबारा एक्स्ट्रा. ये आपका हो जाएगा अपना approximately 1750 का हो जाएगा. इतना ही आएगा. Basically क्या है कि if you like to understand, इसके अंदर जो per year about 260 करोड़ आता है per 100 KL.
Okay.
260 and 700, इतना ही आएगा 1750, डिपेंडिंग ऑन द प्राइस ऑफ डीडीजेस एंड अदर थिंग्स 18 हो जाएगा. वो तो 2-4-5% का अकाउंट से, बट इतना ही आएगा.
ओके okay, अच्छा ठीक है, अंडरस्टूड. ठीक है, अंडरस्टूड. ओके okay. और वो जो अपना देयर इज द बायोडीजल वाला प्लान, राइट? सो उस पे वी विल बी मेकिंग अ हायर मार्जिन देन इथेनॉल, इफ आई एम नॉट रॉन्ग डायरेक्शनली.
नहीं, एथेनॉल का अलग हो जाएगा. देखिए बेसिकली एथेनॉल पार्ट इज कंप्लीट व्हेन वी प्रोसेस एनी रॉ मटेरियल एंड देर आर टू प्रोडक्ट्स, थ्री प्रोडक्ट्स कमिंग आउट ऑफ इट. वन इज द एथेनॉल और ENA, सेकंड प्रोडक्ट इज द कार्बन डाइऑक्साइड एंड थर्ड प्रोडक्ट इज DDGS. सो वील बी प्रोसेसिंग DDGS टू हैव द रॉ मटेरियल फॉर द बायोडीजल. सो दैट विल उसमें उसकी उसके अंदर तो सेल होनी है ना. बेसिकली दी ओनली दी वैल्यू एडिशन पार्ट विल बी देयर. देयर विल बी मार्जिनल डिक्रीज इन दी रियलाइजेशन ऑफ डीडीजेस एंड दी हायर रियलाइजेशन ऑफ दी दैट फैट पोर्शन डिराइव फ्रॉम दी मेज. तो उसके अंदर रॉ मटेरियल विल नॉट बी बाइंग फ्रॉम ऑफ साइड. हेलो, कट गया मतलब. हेलो,
the participant left the queue. We'll move to the next. The next question is from the line of Krisha from Nivesha. Please go ahead.
Namaskar, sir. I am audible?
Yes, yes.
So, what's the margin are you expecting from the biodiesel segment?
The biodiesel segment actually gives iske andar to margin kafi acha hoga hamara. So, but I can't spell out the numbers as of now. क्योंकि बेसिकली वी विल नॉट बी बाइंग एनी रॉ मटेरियल. फिनिश प्रोडक्ट ऑफ द वन प्लांट विल बी द रॉ मटेरियल फॉर अदर एंड द फिनिश प्रोडक्ट फॉर दैट प्लांट विल बी द रॉ मटेरियल फॉर द अदर एंड इट विल बी सोल्ड टू द OMC. बट डेफिनेटली देर विल बी ए ह्यूज रिडक्शन इन द कॉस्ट ऑफ द रॉ मटेरियल एंड वैल्यू एडिशन एज फार एज कंसर्न. बट आई कांट स्पेल आउट द एग्जैक्ट नंबर्स विद यू.
Sure. And what is the working capital requirement for it?
Working capital around 15-20 crores, whatever will be the outstanding towards the OMCs.
15-20 crores?
15-20 CRs. Because this much outside 21 days, if we take 75 KL per day and multiply by 21 to 25 days, so that will be the 15-20 crores only.
Yeah, sure. So my second question would be, what capex does the company have planned and how it will be funded?
So the total capex on this plant would be around about 160 crores. Out of this, we have already moved, you can say, proposal with the bank for funding of 90 crores, and 70 crores will be funded from the internal approvals and plus the some balancing equipment taken from this existing vegetable oil plant. So this will be in that way. So total capex on that will be about 160 crores.
160 crores. Okay. And so would be my last question would be, the new 150 KLPD Bathinda distillery that you are expanding, will you be losing, we are using paddy straw for that as well?
Yes, yes. That will be using paddy straw as fuel for that. And the it will be raw material will be the maize, and again it will you can say help in you can say providing the raw material for the extraction and the biodiesel plant.
Okay, thank you, sir. That's from my side. All the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rasagya Gandhi from Orient Capital Market Limited. Please go ahead.
No,
sir, you're not audible. Hello. Hello.
Yes.
Yes, Mr. Gandhi, go with the question.
Hello.
Yes, you are audible. Please go ahead.
Sir, I had a question on the biodiesel segment.
Okay.
What do you think the biodiesel will start contributing to the revenue, and what will be the peak revenue expected?
Okay. The total revenue from the biodiesel plant will be around about 200 crore when it becomes fully operational. So in the financial year, we estimate that we'll be able to utilize about 60% to 70% of the capacity in the first year, and subsequently about 90% and 100%. The total peak revenue for me will be around about 200 crore from this biodiesel segment.
And sir, a follow-up question on that. What is the expected ROC from the biodiesel segment, and what is the addressable market size, and any other player in this segment, and do you need a specific technology to operate this segment?
So you can say for the biodiesel is you can say technology already available in India, and many people are using this fatty acids, acid oils, or palm stearin for converting biodiesel. But the raw material cost has gone up, making them on a very tight position. But in our case, we'll be, you can say, value adding or from the existing plant. So we don't have to buy the raw material, as I mentioned. So we'll be extracting this oil and fat required to be converted into biodiesel from the DDGs, which we are, you can say, having from our this distillery segment. So there will be no cost, and the ROC would be, you can say, fantastic. But I don't have the exact numbers before me, but the peak revenue will be around about 200 crores, and with the good margin, it will be backward and forward integration.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, due to the time constraint, we will take this as a last question. I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
So these are the last questions?
Yes.
I hope all queries were answered satisfactorily. If you have any question, please reach out to our investor relations advisor, Go India Advisors. Thank you. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. On behalf of Incred Equities, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.